A prayer for the children of the nations. Faith. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Peace to them and their house, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up our children, their house, and their nation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who delivers our children from the wrath to come, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, may the God of truth enlarge and increase their ability to hear, understand, and obey the word of God, to believe that with God all things are possible, to know in their hearts and believe in their minds the truth of the word of the Lord, For the word of the Lord is proven, pure, and endures forever. We have called upon you, for you will hear us, O God. Incline your ear to us and hear our speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you from those who rise up against them. The word of God is living and powerful, quick and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In Christ we pray that the word of God shall pierce their hearts and touch their souls. According to your name, O God, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, pour out on their house the spirit of grace and supplication. Let their heart cry out to God. Let our children and their family mourn for Jesus the Christ as one mourns for their only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for their firstborn. By awesome deeds and righteousness you will answer them, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of all the far-off seas, who establish the mountains by a strength, being clothed with power, you who still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blessing of the Lord be upon our children. Surely they and their people will believe and embrace the promises of God, for not one word of all his good promises have failed. May God of our strength show our children and their people his ways, teach them and their family his paths, lead them and their house in his truth, and teach them. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will walk in God's ways, being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving, knowing as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoice in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Let our children and their people fear the Lord and have strong confidence in his power, for all power belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. In the name of Jesus Christ, the desire of our soul is for his name and for the remembrance of him. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will rejoice in the fact that they have been called with a holy calling. They have been redeemed, they have been called by name, and they belong to the Lord. May their hearts be comforted by the knowledge that the Lord watches over his word to see that it is performed. So shall my word be that goes forth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it, says the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, in his name give glory, because of his mercy and because of his truth. In Jesus' name, abiding in him and one with him, we pray that their faith does not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. According to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercies, may the God of all comfort teach our children and their people to live by faith, from faith to faith, walk by faith, not by sight, asking in faith, with no doubting, the desires of their heart. Surely they will not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. May the God of hope fill our children and their family with all joy and peace in believing, that they may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Praise is awaiting you, O God in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, May the Lord breathe life into their mortal bodies through His Holy Spirit. Let God deal to our children and their people a measure of faith, and may they continue in the faith, grounded and settled, abounding in grace, in obedience to the faith, building themselves up on their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping themselves in the love of God, seeking the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. In Christ we pray that God would grant our children and their family, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith, that they and their people are rooted and grounded in love. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified in our children and their house, and they and their people in Him, according to the grace of God and the Lord Jesus. Let our children and their people be justified by faith and have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. To Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sin in His own blood and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, for His name alone is exalted, His glory is above the earth and the heavens. According to the Spirit of holiness, may God of our righteousness increase their faith. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will be diligent to add to their faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. May they and their family abound in these things, so they will be fruitful in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord Jesus Christ has called them in their house and appointed them in their family that they should go and bear fruit, and their fruit should remain. May our children and their people leave an inheritance to their children's children, rich in the knowledge and love of God, filled with the fullness of God. May the God of their salvation, the Father of righteousness, the God of glory, put a longing in their hearts to talk with Him face to face, to be His friend and confidant. In Christ we pray that clearly our children and their people hear the voice of Jesus Christ, and our children and their people possess a spirit of obedience to follow Him, that they may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him. Surely they and their family will commit their way to the Lord and trust also in Him, to be continually with Him, and to seek His guidance and counsel in all things. May our children and their people dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and they and their family shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord shall cover them and their house with His feathers, and under His wings they and their family shall take refuge. His truth shall be their shield and buckler. For this is God, for our God, for ever and ever. He will be their guide even to death. The Mighty One, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, know that His name is the Lord. In Christ we pray that our children and their family trust in the Lord with all of their heart and lean not on their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge the Lord, and He shall direct their paths. May El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One, let them bask in His presence and His friendship forever. For God Almighty will make known to our children and their people the ways of life. He will make them and their family full of joy in His presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, our children and their house be held in the grip of the love of God, totally surrendered to the love of Christ. Let the peace of God rule in their hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in them and their people richly in all wisdom. Surely God, whose faithfulness reaches to the clouds, will show our children and their family the path of life. In His presence, they and their people may have fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. May they and their house seek God, their soul thirst for Him, their flesh long for Him, and let our children and their family be led by God, putting God first and acknowledging God in everything they do, putting their faith into action to move the mountains of their life. Whatever they do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him, knowing that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them, and therefore performing every work of faith with power, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be glorified in them. May the Lord call our children and their people to righteousness and hold their hand, keep them and give them as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. May they and their people be as light to the world, an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Out of their heart may rivers of living water flow. According to His abundant mercy, may the God of all power make their faith a shield of protection that will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, for them and all they have on every side. Let the Lord perfect that which concerns our children and their people, for His mercy endures forever, and He will not forsake the works of His hands. O love the Lord, all His saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Let our children be of good courage, and He shall strengthen their heart, all of our children who hope in the Lord. To God alone, wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. May the angel of the Lord touch their eyes and give them spiritual sight, saying, according to their faith, let it be unto them. For the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore their eyes are good, their whole body will be full of light. In Christ we pray that our children and their people may prosper in all things and be in health just as their souls prosper. Thank you, Father God, for the blood covenant given to us by the suffering of your only begotten Son and your unfailing love and faithfulness. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in them. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are His, the earth also is His, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west, He has created it. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in Him and born of Him and His love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of His glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nations shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord and their King to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, those who know his name will put their trust in him. So in his faithful name we ask and receive all things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Let us be a meek and humble people, and we shall trust in the name of the Lord. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.